This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Today, our special guest is Chandler Gould. Chandler is CEO, National Association of Wheat Growers. We'll talk wheat in just a moment. First off, how about topsoil moisture conditions? Brad Rippey with USDA.
We have jumped up to 92%, very short to short, in Washington State. Those numbers are also quite high in a lot of our western states, even as far south as New Mexico. More importantly, though, we're starting to see that drying trend working its way eastward, and parts of the interior southeast have turned quite dry, as we've seen numbers spiking in states like Arkansas, Tennessee, Mississippi, and even parts of the southern plains into Texas, seeing those numbers creeping to 50% or higher. Also, a little bit of drying in the eastern Corn Belt and the Northeast. In terms of the Midwest, Michigan led on August 10th, 52%, very short to short.
This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Today, we're joined by Chandler Gould. Chandler is CEO, National Association of Wheat Growers. Hey, Chandler, great to see you.
Always good to be on your program, Tony. Appreciate the opportunity.
It's been a big year for the wheat growers. Still kind of celebrating, aren't you?
We are. This is the 75th year of NOG being in existence and representing the U.S. wheat growers from the 20 largest wheat producing states. And we had a great kickoff at our annual meeting in January, and then had a big press conference with all of our current living presidents at Commodity Classic. And then we'll be continuing that celebration at our fall board meeting in November in Austin, Texas. And so 75 years of advocacy, 75 years of doing what we can to make sure wheat growers can be remain profitable, and 75 years of things that we've learned from so that we can continue to move forward for another 75 years representing the U.S. wheat growers and the needs they have as we continue to work through, you know, complicated issues that continue to head their direction, whether that be through policy or regulations.
Hey, before we get into some of that, just kind of a 30,000-foot level, if you will, of the wheat crop this year, how do you think we'll remember 2025?
So, I mean, so far, you know, definitely down in the south and all the way up towards Kansas, we're pretty much done with harvest. And then, of course, as you move further north, we'll have growers starting to prep for their winter wheat plantings and spring entries into our wheat yield contest have gone up significantly. The drought and drier areas that are starting to come in the last week or two so far, I don't think are having a major impact on wheat. I know it is definitely affecting the corn crop in some parts of the U.S., but overall, I think we're going to have a very good production year, assuming something doesn't major happen between now and basically the end of August or first of October when our states are finishing up. So,
you know, it's one thing to plant it, one thing to grow it, then it's a whole nother thing to navigate all the other potential obstacles that work their way into farming in general. Big, beautiful bill. Did that provide maybe a strengthening of some safety net features? Were there some things in there for wheat growers?
There definitely were many of the NOG top priorities included in the big, beautiful bill. I mean, two of them definitely being increasing the ARC and PLC prices so that they are more reflective of what current today's cost of production looks like. But then it also went further and you know, strengthened crop insurance and added some additional monies and authorities to our different conservation programs. And so it really hit the big areas that we were looking for, more price protection from the market, and then, of course, making our risk management tools like crop insurance more available. So when you look through the bill, the big items that we continue to push for in a farm bill were included in the big, beautiful bill. And we want to thank our members in the House and the Senate for passing that. That the 2018 Farm Bill was a great bill, but it just simply was not in touch with current today's cost of production, with everything from inflation and the cost that, you know, of COVID and everything else that raised those important factors. And then, of course, as we continue to look at trade issues and crop protection tools, as those prices have also gone up. So between Title I and Title II and several of the other and the crop insurance, we were very pleased with the passage of that bill.
We're talking with Chandler Gould, CEO, National Association of Wheat Growers, on the Agribusiness Report.
Let's talk about logos. What's the value of a good mark? Well, when it comes to the seal of cotton, it's pretty big. Introduced in 1973, the seal of cotton trademark has planted itself in consumers' headspaces. In fact, 94% of consumers say the seal helps them easily identify cotton products. 85% say they associate the seal with softness, comfort, and durability. 40 years of cotton research and promotion really adds up. You grow the cotton? The Cotton Research Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Special guest today, Chandler Gould, CEO, National Association of Wheat Growers. Chandler, we were talking about the One Big Beautiful Bill and aspects of ag policy that were included in that. But the fact is, you're still operating under an expired farm bill. What's ahead?
Well, just as you mentioned, you know, we have several programs that we're calling orphan programs that did not get into the Big Beautiful Bill. And so many of that has to do with our food aid and humanitarian programs, whether they be reformed or moved to other agencies under this administration, our foreign market or FMD and MAP programs, our uniformity and labeling programs. So saying that, you know, FIFRA is the ultimate say in pesticide regulation. Therefore, we don't have 50 different states trying to put 50 different labeling requirements on, you know, on one crop protection tool. And so there's just been a couple other things that we could have, that we definitely need to get Farm Bill 2.0 across the finish line. And then, of course, research being a major factor in there. Wheat, more so than corn and soy, is extremely dependent on public research just because of the smaller margins that we have in the wheat industry. There's more money going into private research of corn and soy than there is for us. And so making sure we've got that research component fully funded will be critical so that we can continue to develop new varieties that are more resistant to the severe weather patterns that we continue to see across the United States and across the wheat belt.
We also have what's known as MAHA, Make America Healthy Again, and ag is kind of factoring into that, whether ag wanted to be in it or not. But what are you seeing with the MAHA, and how could that affect wheat growers?
Well, you know, I think the most important thing about MAHA, Tony, that we need to all agree upon is, could our food system be better? Well, absolutely. And could our agriculture production systems be better? Yes, on that as well. There's always room for improvement. And so I just want to be very clear that the wheat growers don't think that we're doing everything perfect. But our concerns are some of the, what I would literally call allegations, and then also recommendations from the first MAHA report as we prepare for the second one to come out here in the month of August, simply were not based on sound science. And so if you're going to make recommendations to the changes to our food systems or our agricultural production systems, it needs to be backed with peer-reviewed sound science. And if it is, I can guarantee you growers will look at it and will figure out how to adopt it. But when it's more on theories of individuals that have no science behind it, not only is it impractical, but probably even impossible for the wheat grower to do, we're simply asking, when you are putting these things into a government document that is being critical of our food system and our agricultural production system, and you have to think about the audience is probably now eight generations removed from their food supply, you're putting basically false information out there that is scaring the consumer in regards to the safety of our production systems. And we know we have one of the most safe agriculture food production systems in the world that is still at the lowest cost to its consumers. So we're really banging on one point. Please make sure your recommendations or criticisms are based on sound science, and that will solve a lot of the concern and uncertainty that we're seeing in the agriculture industry in regards to the Make America Healthy Again reports that continue to come out of the Trump administration.
Yeah, what is it, a cliche or a saying? Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, if you will. But Chandler, if we want to keep up with the National Association of Wheat Growers, where do we find you online?
Yeah, absolutely. You can find us at wheatworld.org. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. And please, anytime you have a question, do not hesitate to reach out to us. That's what we're here for at the National Association of Wheat Growers.
Yeah, it's wheatworld.org. Always great to see you. Chandler Gould is CEO of the National Association of Wheat Growers and joins us on today's Agribusiness Report.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Success is attained by those who approach problems with a plan and a purpose. As an advocate for High Plains cotton growers since 1956, Plains Cotton Growers has been tackling the tough issues facing cotton growers through beneficial legislative and regulatory changes. An important part of PCG's success is through close working relationships with congressional representatives and federal regulatory staff, allowing cotton growers more time to devote to farming operations. From the halls of Congress to the dusty turnroads of the High Plains, cotton producers depend on Plains Cotton Growers.
You're listening to the Agribusiness Report. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent speaking 60 days ago to the House Ways and Means Committee.
China currently has the most imbalanced economy in the history of the world. They now have an approximate 30% share of global manufacturing, and they continually grow their manufacturing base. They are in the midst of a real estate downturn, some may call it a crisis, and they are trying to export their way out of it rather than take domestic measures such as increasing consumption, dealing with banking problems, or dealing with the real estate crisis. They cannot be allowed to export their way back to prosperity, which would mean substantial decreases in the standards of living, not only for the United States working Americans, but for working citizens across the world. Our negotiations with all countries seek to bring fairness. And I will echo President Trump's remarks. As there are 18 important trading partners that we are in fulsome negotiations with, many of them are coming to us with unimaginably good trade deals to bring down tariffs, non-tariff trade barriers, which the academic research has shown to be, can be even more pernicious than the tariffs, currency manipulation, and the subsidy of labor and industry. But as these countries come to us, and I look at the list, and I think, how could this have happened? How could this have happened that the United States willingly became party to such fair, unfair, and unbalanced trade? And as President Trump has said, I don't blame the other countries. If you could get away with it, you should. It was those sitting behind the Resolute desk or those making trade policy who've allowed this to happen over 40 years. And we are determined to rebalance that for the American people.
That's Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent before the House Ways and Means Committee. It's the Agribusiness Report.
Want to reduce your cottonseed cost up to 75% without sacrificing yield or quality? Try BSD9X from Brownfield Seed & Delenny. BSD9X is extremely versatile and is right at home on any acre. Large-seeded, tremendous early season vigor, and yields at the top of university trials. For only $125 a bag, boost your bottom line with BSD9X from Brownfield Seed & Delenning. Call 806-637-6282 or visit brownfieldseed.com.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
It's the Agribusiness Report.
USDA's first crop production forecast of the year based on farmer surveys reveals the following for fall harvested crops. Corn production up 13% year over year. The forecasted 16.7 billion bushels of corn produced, if realized, would set a record. Also projected, record corn yields at almost 189 bushels per acre. Meanwhile, soybean and cotton crop production forecast down 2 and 8% respectively from August of last year. Despite the bean production forecast down from 2024, crop yields are expected to set a record 53.6 bushels per acre. Cotton yields, however, are forecasted to be down 24 pounds from last year. As for winter wheat production projections based on actual harvest data, this year's crop is up 1% from the July forecast. All wheat production is down slightly from the previous forecast and 2% from last year. I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.